Many of the Burgess specimens have now been assigned to living phyla, just where Walcott put them in the first place. Hallucigenia and some others are thought to be related to Onychophora, a group of caterpillar-like animals. Others have been reclassified as precursors of the modern annelids. In fact, says Forte, there are relatively few Cambrian designs that are wholly novel. More often they turn out to be just interesting elaborations of well-established designs. As he wrote in his book, Life, none was as strange as a present-day barnacle, nor as grotesque as a queen termite. So the Burgess shale specimens weren't so spectacular after all. This made them, as Forte has written, no less interesting or odd, just more explicable. Their weird body plans were just a kind of youthful exuberance, the evolutionary equivalent, as it were, of spiked hair and tongue studs. Eventually the forms settled into a staid and stable middle age. But that still left the enduring question of where all these animals had come from, how they had suddenly appeared from out of nowhere. Alas, it turns out the Cambrian explosion may not have been quite so explosive as all that. The Cambrian animals, it is now thought, were probably there all along, but were just too small to see.